Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Deborah, and this is a podcast entitled The Hidden Treasures. Welcome, and I hope you'll enjoy listening while you're doing other things, for we are going to become as archaeologists. An archaeologist is one who goes and travels back into time. He digs, and he looks for treasures, and he looks for information that can help him or her to understand something that's been hidden. Other civilization, ancient times, what did our ancestors know about things that we don't know? So come and journey with Pastor Deborah as she takes you on a spiritual archaeology dig back into the Valley of the Kings, back through dirt, dust, to uncover ancient tombs that have hidden many things from your eyes. In these digs of spiritual archaeology, we will uncover ancient books, ancient symbols, artifacts, ornaments, things that you may not understand what they mean. An archaeologist's job is to do research, to seek, and to have a heart that is looking, so that it can uncover knowledge and truth that have been long forgotten to humanity. So come with Pastor Deborah, become a spiritual archaeologist, and join her as she digs through time, through space, through the dirt of civilizations to uncover ancient, ancient truths and ancient treasures that have been hidden in the Valley of the Kings. Podcast will be interactive and will take questions from all around the world. You may not be able to hear the question yourself because sometimes the signal from the other people is very weak. But Pastor Deborah, that be me, will repeat the question so you can hear them and you will hear the answer. The questions can also come from emails sent to Pastor Deborah on the website, by phone, by text, so that all questions can be answered. For this is going to be a time of many new things that will be uncovered that may cause you some stress because it may challenge some of the beliefs and concepts and ideas you already have about many, many things. But continue to come and listen and then re-listen. Take notes if you desire, for you will be a part of the Hidden Treasures spiritual archaeology digs into the ancient past. You can also hear Pastor Deborah on YouTube on the church's channel called The Hidden Kingdoms. There's lots of videos to listen to and to learn. Also, she is on Twitter under Pastor Deborah at Love Is Here. She writes a lot, she puts videos, and she discusses things with people. And they ask her a lot of questions. You can also read much about Pastor Deborah and the ministry she's been doing for many, many years on the website called Agape Love, Love Is Here. There's a lot of articles that are written, true stories, a lot of testimonies, which Pastor Deborah will be putting up on YouTube and making audio, video creations for you to watch. And also you can email Pastor Deborah, write her letters. She doesn't speak any other foreign languages but English, but we will make it through if you write. Also, subscribe to her YouTube channel, the podcast. On the website, you can click to have MailChimp email you the daily blogs and the podcast. So there's many different ways to follow Pastor Deborah and keep getting the information that you would like to have. Pastor Deborah is an archaeologist. She digs spiritually deep into the spiritual past of humanity, back into time, back into the shadows, and then she learns, and then she writes, and then she brings it out to you. The overall theme of the podcast is going to be one of discovery, of treasures that have been hidden in dust and dirt, and have been buried away in the tombs of kings, in the Valley of the Kings of ancient times. We're going to go back in time through spiritual archaeology. We're going to go and dig in the spiritual dirt, pull over rocks, find the ancient doors, find the ancient keyholes, and go in and explore the mountains, the deeply hidden caverns and caves where riches and jewels have been hidden for safekeeping, but yet are guarded by dragons from the shadow. So we are diggers, we are students, and we are searching, and we are digging. And Pastor Deborah's job is to take you there, to help you understand things that have been hidden. On the podcast, Pastor Deborah will be discussing many ancient symbols and writings and books and historical truth and ornaments and things that are written in strange languages that have not yet been interpreted. or believed, but our ancient ancestors did see, did believe. So we're going back through the sands of time. In spiritual archaeology, not only do we go back in time and back into an unseen realm, but we will also bring it forward into now, into the unseen realm that is here on the earth now, to help you understand. Because if you do not understand the past, which is eternal, you cannot understand the present nor the future. So we're going back in spiritual archaeology. Undig, uncover, open up hidden treasures of the long-lost kings and their kingdom, hidden for thousands and thousands of years in the sands of time and in great mountains, protected by and guarded by mighty dragons that will not give up their treasures willingly, for if they do, then they die and their power is taken away. Pastor Deborah is a good spiritual archaeologist. She goes slowly. She claims the artifacts. She studies them. She looks at them. She learns. And then she gets the truth. And the light shone forth to her. So this podcast is going to be about spiritual rediscovery and spiritual understanding of what has been hidden to your spiritual heart, covered gross veils, darkness, waxness, that no light has been able to pierce until another light came that could circumcise this veil off of your eyes so your heart could see and understand spiritually hidden truth. Come and join with Pastor Deb as she takes you on spiritual discovery tours back in time, back to the Valley of the Kings, back into tombs and into mountains, and to fight the battles against the dragons so that your heart can see ancient truths that have been hidden to you so that you can become all that was proclaimed and decreed you to become here and now on the earth. So get your tools, get your notebooks, and let's go digging. First, what is spiritual archaeology? It is sort of like archaeology that you see sort of on the History Channel. People go and they dig through dirt and they filter and they look for things from the past. And then they study the language. And they study the culture. And they study the history of that civilization. And then because they find something, that study becomes true. And things that were unknown about a civilization, about a people, become true and real. Spiritual archaeology is the same. Because the spiritual realm is also hidden in sands of time, hidden away under dirt, under flesh, under carnality, hidden away where no one can find it, hidden away in valleys of tombs, in dark mountains and caves where no one explores, so no one can understand the spiritual reality of the ancient civilizations that had some light, that had beliefs, that had some ideas that had been long forgotten, made to believe in that they were superstitious, and yet we couldn't understand, but yet many archaeologists are trying to understand humanity that we see now from looking back at the past through what the earth has covered up, what the sands of time and floods have hidden, what have been frozen in dirt, in ice, for us to understand the history of the planet and the history of even mankind. So let's go. Let's become a spiritual archaeologist. The first thing you must know is this will be about you and the other humans on the planet. We're going to begin with the first topic needs to be addressed, that a human is a three-part being or creature, and it is entitled a human. And now human is made up of three parts. One, hu, H-U. That means humus, means dirt, earth. That is what we all see with our natural eyes. That is the dirt part of us. The part that everybody seems to know returns to ashes and dust. There's two more parts of us. A lot of people call it the soul and then the spirit. And these three parts make up a human. The soul consists of two parts. One, the conscious awareness. That's the part that moves through the five senses, is aware of place and time, but it is not the strongest part. That is the hidden man of the heart. In psychology, that is called the subconscious heart or mind. In that subconscious heart or mind resides all of one's concepts, beliefs, ideas, philosophies, thoughts, true feelings, perceptions, everything that is the real you. This is the one that controls the physical body and controls the thoughts of the conscious man. This is the one that needs a lot of help. He or she's been hurt and wounded. Life has really done a number on it. It has thoughts and feelings. It lives by those. It's been conformed, shaped by the world, by its experiences, by its abuse and neglect. And then the third part, the part that Pastor Deborah usually deals with, but she can deal with all three, is the spirit man. The spirit man is the unseen creature, the being, the spiritual part of every human. It lives in a different realm. It lives by different rules. It doesn't eat human food, doesn't watch television, but it is affected by what passes through the soul, the hidden man of the heart. The spirit man has its own body, its own senses, its own mind, its own will, and it lives in a realm where it is very busy. And this spirit man can have many different awarenesses. It can be asleep. It can be in a trance. It can be blind, deaf, dumb. It can be hooked up as Neo was in the Matrix, living in a dream world. It can have light, but the light is darkness, which means ignorance. And it can be, instead of what it's supposed to be, the head, the ruling part, it is usually the tail, following the hidden man of the soul. So this spirit is where we're going to go back in time to. We're going to help to understand who he is, what the soul is, and how they all work in connection with the human body. So when you begin spiritual archaeology, we are looking for what a human is. Just like in archaeology in the world, they take x-rays of the mummies. They x-ray every artifact. They learn the material that the artifacts are made of. They study the ancient walls in the tombs. They study the history of the civilization. They study the culture. They study their beliefs and concepts of life and death and eternal life, the underworld. They study the ancient books, the ancient texts. They read, they study, they look, trying to get an understanding of who these people were that lived thousands and thousands of years ago. How did they influence us? Are we like them? Or have we evolved? Why are we so changed in our thoughts and concepts? What were they like? What did they believe in? Why did they believe what they believed? So we're going to take that concept of archaeology and we are going to apply it to the spirit man and the realm that he lives in and how he and his soul live together, how they affect us, and how the spirit man has been hidden away from in the valley of the kings in tombs, alive yet dead, dead but yet living. Unknown, unseen by most, sleeping, fearful, but yet serving things it knows not what, living in a world of darkness, here on earth, and awaiting something, can't see, can't hear sometimes, so fearful, so afraid. But that's the one we're going to be talking about in spiritual archaeology. So I hope that sets the tone for you for the podcast. If you have any questions or you want to write some emails, that's wonderful. Send them in. I'll try to answer them online during the podcast. But play this over and over again. Look up the word spirit and see what it means. A lot of people call it many different things. Some people call it the astral or the star body. Many different names for the same thing. But it is there. It is alive. And that's who we're going to talk about. And the realm and the kingdom that it lives in. And what it is supposed to be doing in the humus on earth. So enjoy. I hope to see you again, and please remember, listen to this poem. Come and see, dear precious spiritual child, you who are listening in that body of dirt. The Heavenly Father and I want to spiritually tell you how much you are loved, and with a love unknown to you, called agape. You are so spiritually precious to the both of us, and there is no spiritual distance too great for the two of us to spiritually travel, to spiritually reach you in the spiritual darkness. The Heavenly Father wants to spiritually invite you to come and see a great wonder you have never seen or experienced before, the Garden of Eden, where the Heavenly Father is spiritually pouring out His great, powerful, and majestic agape love into billions and billions and billions of precious ones, such as you. So, sweetie, come and see. There is no physical travel required, and you don't have to know the way. The Holy Spirit does. So, honey, come and see agape love at work. When you leave today, take this thought with you. Children, you will all spiritually live. The long spiritual wait is over. The spiritual agape love and light of the Heavenly Father can spiritually touch you. His spiritual agape love and light will spiritually heal you. His spiritual agape love and light is spiritually real. You will all spiritually come to know that His love and light is here. Step out of your darkness, your ignorance, and into His agape love and light, the Heavenly Father, God the Most High, agape love Himself. Now go in peace till the next podcast. For God's love is higher than the twinkling stars, purer than the whitest snow, brighter than the strongest candle, greater than anyone can even imagine. Go in peace and take notes, listen, and begin to see that you are a three-part ancient being called a human, a spirit man with a soul inside a dirt body. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.